We call this meeting to order. Will you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, we have a quorum. All three board members are here and present. First item of business is to approve the meeting minutes from May 17th. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0. Next one is to approve the meeting minutes for June 19th, 2023. Do we have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-0. Clerk's report, not much to talk about. We did have our budget meeting, last week? Whenever it was?
Tuesday, yeah.
Good news is that we are lowering the mill levy, so your taxes will go down by like a dollar. But it's going down.
The appraisals went up, though, so
that... Well, but we've dropped it down, so you don't yell us for taxes. Other than that, I think that was pretty much it for me. So, treasurer's report.
Okay. Our beginning balance was $308,228.75. We made deposits of $274,636.51. $90,185.26 checks cleared, so our ending balance was $493,825.64. And I really don't have
nothing else.
Anything else.
So, okay, so that $274,000 was our other big check from Butler County, right?
Plus a couple others.
Yes.
There were four checks in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have, yes.
Okay. All right. Overseer's report.
All the chip seals are done pretty close, except for grading them and putting them back up. Got all them done. Got some culverts put in. Blazing Meadows is done. Finish the cul-de-sac. That's probably what's all I had to do. Grade and pack it. So we're pretty much ready, except a little maintenance on all of them, grading and packing them right before they come. Probably do it once this week and probably right before they come.
Okay.
And 940, 64 red, 270 gas. Changed the oil in the PT1 and roller and fixed a bunch of stuff on all of them pretty much. And I graded pretty much county line 1, 2, and 3 and 3 again and 1/40th and I've got a Mike Rock and I'd like to know how much
he did that.
Money. How much rock can I put on? Do I still got, can I just keep him rocking or what do you want?
Rocking on what?
Putting rock on the roads.
Yeah.
We're not going over budget for the rock bill, I think. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. How much do I have or how much?
You know, I just, when I did that.
In other words, do I need to slow down on having him rock it? We got pretty much all of them done.
I mean, we should be okay.
Okay. I know you guys are complaining I put too much rock on my chip seals, but, you know, he's running 10 loads, 12 loads a day. So that's quite a bit of change. And some of it, you know, I really need to grade, but I got to get this other stuff done.
What other stuff?
You can't grade if it's...
Getting all my county line stuff, all that. Chip seal, make sure it's perfect first, and then I will grade. And it's also got to have a little water. Got to do it once rain, or we'll have the. That reminds me, I did buy some dust control. I think it's a quart, one quart. He says I can put in the truck, a full truckload. And it will take, and it will cut the dust. And it's $160 for half, for 5 gallons or 2.5 gallons. I only spent $160, but one quart per tank full. They said, "What's that? What's the one north of us? What's the township north of us?"
Bruno.
They said Bruno uses it. And that's for $160, you know.
That would be cheap.
Well, how much does that cover?
Because the dust,
2 miles. We can get 2 miles out of it. But that's what I asked him. I said, how much do you put on? And I could go, if it's real light, see, I don't know.
Yeah, but if you were going to do it, I think, personally, $160 would be cheap. For 5 gallons.
Well,
I want to see how it works.
In the past, whenever it was, it looked cheap, but it lasted a mile. You're saying this one lasts 2 miles.
Well, see, I don't know how. I ask him how much you put on, but I can make it pretty wet in a mile with the tank full.
Okay.
Pretty wet.
And the other issue that they said it only lasts a month.
But for $160.
For people that live on those roads, though.
And what if you just did it in front, like what I told you before.
In front of house.
In front of house is 100 yards before, go and go past 100 yards.
We've got it, so let's test it out and see how well it works. Yeah. It's not going to.
I would do it on the roads that are east-west roads.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that get it the worst.
I'd like to try it out. Okay. That's why I only spent $160.
Okay.
And that bought you 5 gallons?
No.
Either 2.5. I think 2.5 gallons.
Okay.
That's quite a few truckloads.
Yeah. A quart sounds pretty.
I know.
That's what I thought.
Sounds like magic dust.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But that's what he says. So.
Just sprinkle some magic dust on it and it'll fix everything.
All right. So, did you have anything else?
I want to see this.
Did you have anything else?
No.
So, what did I see? A charge on the roller.
That was all the filters.
$1,800 for that one?
Yeah.
Well, I had Hugo come out. I had a leak on it, and the only way I could buy the... I thought it needed a new metal piece. So I didn't tear into it because I didn't want to get into it. So I had Hugo do it, but it comes in a kit, and the kit's $1,800. But we're taking it back because Hugo fixed it.
Yeah, for we put $25. A hose clamp on it.
Okay.
It's
fixed. So I was going to take that back today, but I didn't get around to it.
Okay, cool.
That's getting dissolved. That
so do I need to send that check? Because I've got that.
Yep.
We wrote that check for. That compressor or whatever. Let me see.
You should have got a bill on it yet. I just did it last week.
Day before
yeah,
yesterday.
But you send us a.
Yeah, you send us a statement and we put it in there and I.
You sent a receipt and we'll pay it.
Oh. So you guys just pay it without them sending you.
Was this to Murphy?
Yes.
To Murphy?
$21.56.90.
Yep. That's it.
So you're returning that whole thing back?
$1,800.
No, $1,800 of it. I still got it, yeah.
So, yeah, let's just hold off on
paying
them.
Then I will.
Just void it, and then we'll just wait for a real bill.
It was fixed for about $24.
Wow.
For Hugo, it is kind of worth it.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Steve?
I drove the roads that he's talking about and talked to Joe, and he said that we were 9/10 done. Middle Arc 6 was, he said it's ready to go right now. He liked it. And there's just, I think the Metal Arc 4 up by the cemetery was just a loose spot that he didn't like.
Just needs graded and bracked and graded.
And I haven't been up to Blazing Meadows, but he liked that road. He said that just a little prep and it's done.
I put quite a few loads on the coal sack. I ended up putting a bunch of rock on it, then I had to tear it back out. And I put some screens in because I couldn't get it back. And mixed that in and got it all packed back down. Got it all draining, so.
Okay. And what, 180th one?
Yeah, it looks good.
It's done.
Yeah. Now, the guy that's in charge of Blazing Meadows, he was, and you were concerned about that cul-de-sac with the trash trucks.
Yeah.
So it looks a lot. You think you got it fixed up to where trash trucks are?
Yeah, once I think it hardens up, it'll be all right.
Yeah, it sure looks a lot better now.
So, that's all good news.
Anything else?
I'm kind of want to keep rolling on those, the patchwork that you worked on today.
Patchwork?
Yeah, we were going to put up signs, but it scared me. So we went patching.
Patching the chip seal?
Yes. Yeah. Just the potholes for now, yeah. Not the big stretches.
We got a spot on 140th that's going to, I'm going to have to get the excavator over there to pull it up, put it down. It's toast.
140th, which mile?
The detour.
Butler and Prairie.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I guess that was the only one we did, didn't we?
On the north side, right?
There's one on the north side, and there's also one on the south side, right beside each other.
And it's kind of just...
So I'm going to have to do one at a time.
The whole thing's crumbling up into chunks.
But that's our biggest deal. We got some...
Is it closer to Butler?
Yes.
No, it's right in the middle. It's right there by Ruth.
Ruth, okay. So it's the same spot we had since day one.
Right. It just got so bad. It's got to be dug out and put in.
I've got a question about 160th between Butler Road and Prairie Creek. Are we now in charge of taking care of all that?
We're not.
It goes back and forth.
Because there's a place destroyed.
I thought we did the ditches and they did the road.
The last time we paid for them to overlay the road. And then Butler County did it, of course, because of the detour. So I'm not sure. I thought it switched back and forth between Rose Hill and us.
And I tried to talk to the city of Rose Hill.
They say it's ours.
Well, they get the girl at the sewage treatment plant said that she didn't know anymore. You know, when she came out, I said, now, is the city still in charge of this or are we? And she said she was going to get back with me and never got back with me. Yeah. But there's a place that's really bad now and it's only going to get worse in the middle of the road by Fisher's.
It's actually a place that I patched last year and that... coal mix, it was broke up underneath it, so now it looks like it's really broke up, but it hasn't really changed anything. It didn't get a great big hole, it's all broke up.
Did you guys patch that today?
No, I looked at it and I thought, I'm gonna have to, because it's all broke up really small pieces in a big area, and it's probably gonna have to be have hot mix on it.
Right. Like, what, can you hit it with that tack oil and then make it all bond together before you...
Yeah, but it's going to have to be hot mix on that.
And that's something that's going to...
That's what we're using on the holes now, aren't we?
No, we're using coal mix.
Why? Why would we do that?
Because we can't... Because, for one, I ain't got the help that knows what's going on. For two, it'd be cold by the time we get it done.
And it works pretty good on the potholes.
So, on my road, that was cold patch, so that's not going to last.
It might.
It will.
But if it stays there, we can come over it with asphalt.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't start falling apart before you get some hot mix over the top.
But I don't have the manpower to do hot mix because it'll get cold on me so fast.
You got three people.
And Mike's coming
in. I have one and a half, but I got three people.
Like, by the time Jeff comes in, they're almost gone.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Because Cody quit on me at noon today because he couldn't handle it.
It was brutal.
And Copeland's leaving the end of this month. He's going back to school.
Mike's coming in August.
Thank
and
God.
He wants full-time if he can.
Yeah.
I said that's not going to be a problem.
$12 an hour, we can do it.
For right now, yeah. No. He got done, other money coming in.
No, we won't do that. We'll make him get paid better than Randy.
I won't piss him off right off the bat.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else?
Let's see. I mean, I've just been focusing on making sure that chip seal stuff's done. And oh, culverts. You ask about culvert requests. And I told Mike Black that we weren't going to do anything until the chip seal was done. And he has an idea that I think you'll work with.
Who?
Black on Tewakene south at 160th, on top of the hill on the east side. Last name's Black. They got some kind of metal plasma cut scenery thing for a yard ornament. But then the other one is on Prairie Creek over by Summerhauser's.
Yeah.
Where he wants a second driveway.
Who's that? I don't remember anything on Prairie Creek.
We do. But see, and he will write a check the day.
No.
Oh, how do you guys want to do that extended culvert deal?
You said you're going to give it to him for free, so you're going to give it to him for free.
Well, is that what you guys want
hey,
to
there's,
do?
There's something better, I think.
Or do you want to charge him, like if they got a...
Is this the one on County Line?
I don't know all of them.
Because there was one that we told him $200 for extending the culvert.
I don't know about that one.
Let's table that because I need to get with you anyway to figure this all out. I don't remember Prairie Creek at all. You guys have got to let the board know when culvert requests come in.
There's one on the Remington, too. Remington edition. That Chris
promised.
Promised this guy to do, and I've been putting him off, and then I told him, well, I'll put you on the list, and he flew up on the phone. Yeah, I'm on the list. Well, yeah, now you got to go on the computer and put a request in.
Hey, the guy on Prairie Creek, he has a concrete driveway, a real nice place that goes back that he does not want to put rock trucks on. He wants to put in a second driveway about 100 feet south of his driveway through his hedgerow.
Temporary or?
No, he's going to pay for a culvert and everything there. It's a standard culvert. Like, you've looked at that one, haven't you? By Summerhauser's.
You tell you something, man.
On the east side of the east road, side. Where the concrete, have a real nice.
Why did he want another?
He only put 4 inches of concrete for that driveway. And he doesn't want to, if he needs a rock truck to come in there.
Where is he going to put his other drive?
Just to the north of it. There's an opening in the tree line already for it.
Okay.
And he's, I told him it would be $850. We couldn't even get to it until after this chip seal thing's done because everything's getting focused on that. And he has to maintain the roads anyway. And he said, I don't have a problem. I don't need it in there yet. It's just coming up. And he said, let me know when to send you a check. And
what about?
Do we have to get okayed through Butler County, though, for a driveway?
No, for us.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if he's building something, he needs to get a building permit, which automatically spawns off a new entrance that they'll fill out and send to us.
You got
to
know the one I'm talking about.
Probably do.
I sent you everything.
That Wong's.
Yeah, Hong.
Oh, yeah. That deal is, You know, I got prices. It was $3,000 for a 4-footer and five.
We cannot put that there. There's no way Butler County is going to let us put
that
driveway.
Well, that's when I called Springbob, and I said, now, you're going to have to tell me what I can do, but what I really want to know is where that house is going to go. Is he going to go down and then plug this up down the line with a 2-foot culvert and make a deal there? You know what I mean? Because he's got to get over to the other part of his property somehow.
Back by where the ponds are, he's going to go, keep going south to build the house back there. And he said he can't come around because that draw comes down through there from the west. And he said it's always a foot and a half deep of water when it rains. And his idea was to come off of the 170th, where that strip is mowed. He wants it just in line with that. And he
somehow
knows
he's going to have to get on the other side of that waterway. And that's what that's what I told him. I said, somehow he's going to want to get over there. So whether he's going to put a low water down.
So there's a waterway that goes across from where that building is across?
Yeah, he's got to get across that to get to his other property. You know, he's got all that 40 acres.
He bought 40 acres. That tree line's his property line.
Yeah, but how far does it go this side?
Clear to Rose Hill.
Okay, why don't he come off the top of the hill?
I know.
That's what
I know. And you know, he's a landscaper. I can't believe that he wants it there.
I just think we need to get Butler County involved. Yeah.
We did.
Okay, what about that the thing that Butler County did that Ken Huff asked about that I sent you guys yesterday?
What's this now?
A repair on the road between the culvert.
Oh, yeah.
And Andover Road.
The 146th road that goes straight Butler through mm-hmm. where they fixed that. I guess after that big rain, it washed it out.
No, it just kind of sank on one corner where they couldn't pack it.
And
so
we drove it. The road is fine, but it sank down in one spot.
But if it's washed out already, they just did that, didn't they?
Yeah, it sank, but
settled.
I mean, they didn't get in and pack it right.
So can we fix that?
Yeah, we'll just fill it in later on down the line. Okay. But the road is fine. I mean, I did put those millings on there because the old man was kind of didn't want the dust. Got some fancy cars on the south side of the road.
Is that the same person that called?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Board discussion. Discuss pricing or prices on expanding shop by 40 feet?
Yes. I want to get the new grader inside. Just for now, is 40 foot enough to add on to the existing building?
Anything better than nothing.
I know. And we'll make it just as deep and have two bays in there where you can put the... We can get quite a bit of stuff in there then.
What's the cost of that?
I haven't. I just wanted to discuss if
are we cementing it?
Yes. I'm gonna.
So we're gonna have cement, no cement, cement.
No, it's gonna be a rock floor. You don't need cement in it. Yeah, we're putting up just a pole barn, just like the side that's already there. The shop's concrete, and that next piece of the building is a rock floor.
Dirt floor, but
we're doing the same, just 40 feet more to that.
And that's to the south of
east.
There? East of there?
Just going to keep extending it.
Same thing Chris wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's, that drops off, if I remember correctly.
And since we're not putting concrete in it, if it keeps settling what we put in there, we just keep adding to it. And it's going to be open to the south.
I'd say just leave it open on both sides.
Right. It's just to keep everything off the grader.
Huh?
Or we could just drive through.
Oh, there's a fence and the trees and stuff behind there.
No, that's getting...
No, it's come out.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do something to replace that because we need to keep the fence around the shop.
It will.
I was thinking about, you know, I'd like to. We're getting a lot of commercial guys in our burn.
You got to put up that sign. That'll fix it all.
Or man, you're hard as kid long as freaking Steve is.
Yeah.
I was thinking about holding up.
But you said that you're going to buy those blocks or whatever and then put
I never got to check the price on them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, we need a cost for the 40 foot and we need a cost for that. You guys are going to have to move the fence around. We've got to protect the.
If you put a cable up, they still can't get in.
Yeah.
That diesel, that's. We've already had it stolen twice.
Okay, we can even put it inside the building.
The diesel?
The diesel? Yeah. How do you fill it then? I don't think you can do that.
Just, they run
that's
the
illegal. Home.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
We're actually supposed to have a dike around it in the whole nine yards. We really want to get to the technical.
Well, I mean.
But no, I've never had it done in 40 years. So.
It's happened twice that I've been coming to these meetings.
Really?
Yeah.
That somebody stole the diesel?
Yes.
Is it electric pump?
Yes.
Cut the power.
The power is cut.
And
it's
going there.
They took a pipe and siphoned it. That's what they did last time.
That system is a bad system anyway. Because.
Okay. I'm saying is that these are the things that need to be considered as part of your price. It's not just buying a 40 foot, adding on additional 40 foot. There's fence work, there's dirt work.
Right.
You know, there's all these other things. So we got to make sure that, you know, I have no problems with doing it.
It's just as
soon as we see the cost. Show me the money.
I know. And it's a coming.
Okay.
And it's, he's just probably have Garland or Downey. Downey said, I'll give you a bid, but it's not going to be a low bid. You'll find other people to do it cheaper. I'm glad he's honest about it. The guy that built my barn is real interested in, and I said, I just need pole barn, open ends.
Couldn't take him very long, did
it? I know.
No, I know, it wouldn't take very long.
Prepping the ground will take the longest.
Well, he can build the building without the ground even ready. Because those 6x6 posts, he can get them 25 feet tall. The side of your building can be 3 feet up in there, and you can bring dirt up to it.
Yeah, I've done it before.
I know.
It'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to pack it around the poles?
My shop had a 15-inch drop at the south end. And he built it around there, and I brought low volume in and hand-packed it with a gas packer. It worked.
Okay.
And you're talking about half the size of building of mine.
But well,
I'll get you a price on that building.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, number two is discuss road prep. Yeah. You already talked about that.
Yeah.
Number three, SEMA contractors entering last phase.
Yes. And Oscar is stand back for it. The other guys are moving on. And I don't know what the partner with Oscar said that they took pictures before, and he said that when they get done with that last phase, they're going to come in and compare, look at the roads and put whatever they have to rebuild them back. He said they did it in Chase County. I don't know where that's at, but I kind of wonder if I shouldn't drive over there and look at it, see what they did. But
well, I'm wondering if we shouldn't quit rocking and let
170th quit. They're going to re-rock all their main routes. Now, can you tell me what their main routes were? 170th off of Santa Fe Lake.
160th. Yeah.
Metal Arc.
180th. Prairie Creek is still. They're still doing Prairie Creek from the water bridge or from.
Right, that intersection they've totaled out.
Yeah.
Well, and around the railroad tracks, those are terrible.
But they said that they don't even want to get into it until that last phase, and then they're going to come all together and fix. I just hope, see, 140th, I was told they were coming down 140th off Santa Fe Lake Road. You know anything about that? I don't even know where the railroad tracks intercept, where they would on 140th. But you know, that's,
I mean, they could be coming down that way, but that'd be weird if they did.
170th was highly.
Well, they're trying to get around the railroad tracks.
And probably 160th was too, because they
went. Why would they want to get around the railroad tracks when they're working on the railroad tracks? I mean, I guess.
Unless you got the railroad.
Okay.
I don't know.
They had trucks coming in, take one route, and they would exit another route out the backside. And I think that's where 140th came in. They were coming in loaded, though. Because what you.
Well, see, they smashed that one by the church on 180th. And they've got another culvert that they crushed over on 170th, about a half mile off.
You need to have all of these written down. That all needs to be gotten together now.
You know they did it for sure?
Well, it wasn't bad until they started running the trucks. Now it's a dip.
Okay. And Oscar said that one big pothole, he didn't have a problem with us patching it now.
Yeah, I patched it today.
Okay. Did you dig it out?
By Jack's place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't?
I patched it.
No, but did you dig it out?
No.
Okay.
Why would I do that? Joe?
Because it's going to fail. We keep on filling it. Okay.
They're supposed to fix it. I just wanted to.
Got it. Okay, that's cool.
You get me a bill on it, and he said to submit it to me. Take care of it.
$1,000.
I suggest we.
He's closer.
Make a note of every culvert that's been crushed by their trucks and every road. We need to get that so that when they're ready to pull out, we can hand it to them.
I only really know two of them.
And they're still a long ways out from being done. Okay. I mean, that last phase, I've been watching the El Dorado progress, and they're just putting ties under the rails now.
I hope they don't pull a water truck. I mean, their water. We've been using their water.
Their pump?
Yeah.
Oh, that they have out down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I called Oscar and told him he had to get his access. I said, you had to get your shit out of there so I can get my shit in. And then he started making fun of me. And then he said, no, I'll go ahead and use it. I said, yeah, well, thank you.
And it works pretty good. After they're gone, we ought to look for one of them.
Okay. Four, stay on track with chips ceiling.
Yeah, we've already talked about it.
Okay. And number five, Randy's insurance.
Yeah.
I've got a question. And about the insurance, your township guy is insured, is that right? What does he use?
I don't know what he uses, but I did find out how much we pay. We pay $1,500 a month.
Well, the thing is, when we got this insurance, what she told me over the phone, now I didn't read the whole insurance thing that they sent, because they sent that to you.
Yeah, I've got it out there in the truck, and they come to find out it's kind of like Aflac.
Supplemental.
That's not what we were, what we tried for, but we didn't get the part after we got it for him. I never got.
Are we still paying them?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's on a debit thing, so we have to.
Yeah, I'd shut that off immediately.
Yeah, I would too.
Can you?
We need to.
No,
I mean, you need to call them and tell them to stop. And
so just call the bank, cancel the debit, because that's...
No, call the company that's doing that. Okay. I mean, they need to give us quotes on real insurance anyway. Okay. We aren't taking it out of his pay, are we? Anymore?
It's set up that way, yes.
We need to take that. But we are doing it at... It's not, we're paying the full insurance price, right? And then we just take it out of his?
Right.
You need to stop that.
Right.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we need to stop the whole thing, but we shouldn't be charging Randy for something that he can't use.
And I read into it myself, and it's a supplemental insurance to go along with your existing insurance is what it is. Aflex was a good word because that's what they do. That money goes directly.
That's not what we bid for when we got it, though.
Somebody scammed you.
Me.
Okay. Well, let's get that taken care of.
Okay.
Then we can discuss other things. Any other board discussion?
Oh, the Ford pickup. Where
that's
we at
business.
On that? You said board discussion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in board discussion. We haven't got the board business.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're good with discussion?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, board business. Consider approval for another pickup truck or fixing current one for $2,500 to $3,000. No. Discussion.
Don't fix the Ford pickup.
No, it ain't worth it. Transmission's slipping real bad. Yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you want to purchase a new truck?
Yeah, or a different one. Not a new one. I mean, it'd be cool if you got a new one, but I wonder if you can get it used.
We got that one used.
I mean,
that came
right, but you paid full price for it.
No.
I mean, you bought it. I mean, you just paid for it. You didn't.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, before we talked about the shop, we do technically have the money to buy a new one as well. But we need to know costs if we're going to do that.
I know. And I don't understand this thing, how we're a government entity that we can get things cheaper than you and I can go out and buy things.
Absolutely.
So where do you check if you want to go? Do you go to, where did you look for?
Talk to Richland. Richland, that's where
don't
they...
Don't go to Parks.
Okay.
Okay, don't go to Parks.
I think you go to any big dealer and you can...
And like we're discussing, it doesn't have to be a brand new truck.
No, there are a lot of...
If it's not a brand new truck, then we have to pay outright for it.
Ooh.
I mean, unless they allow us to lease it, which I don't think that they'll probably allow us.
I do want to talk to Richland because I don't know if Chris knew what he was talking about, but they got a pretty nice truck for like $30,000 and it was a $60,000 truck.
Yeah, and I think that's
not
true.
Okay.
But
I want to ask him.
Oh, really?
But I think that we definitely get discounts.
Do you want a chassis? Do you want a flatbed?
You want a lift bed, don't you?
Air cool. Conditioning, don't you? Yeah, air conditioning and radio.
We don't do radio. No radio. You made us put one in the tractor.
I didn't have you do anything.
Okay, so who's... Are you going to...
I don't care. I can do it. I mean, I can go buy a lift.
Okay, so...
But do you guys want a flatbed? I mean, it really doesn't matter.
You decide what you want, and let's find
out. You can take that flatbed off.
And Hugo said he'd change the snowplow around.
We have to make sure it works for the
snowplow. He said that he can put that on any pickup. Those are universal.
Is that a 250?
No, it's 350.
It's a 350.
Yeah, it's 350. Okay. Okay, so I move the table. This. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Tabled. 3-0. Second board of business is approve handbook changes about 90-day probational. New hires need to receive $250 clothing supplies. Discussion.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you go and you work for a month and then you get $250 worth of clothing and you're out of there, I think that's...
And you got one help that's only here for the summer.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. I think it's 60 days.
90 days is our probationary period in the handbook. So keeping it with the...
Yeah.
Keeping it in line with that.
I second.
It don't matter to me.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Citizens' discussion. Anyone?
No, it's everybody.
What's the percentage? Go ahead. What's the percentage on county line?
We're not done.
Is that what Joe thinks?
Yes.
He said that the roads were 9/10 done, and he was still talking about Blazing Meadows and Meadowlark 4. He thought the rest of them were done.
Yeah, I did those buildings on that because I had that water truck. I mean, that trash truck get over there too close. Oh. And actually, after I measured it, it was only in about that far where it started, kind of got, looked like it got stopped. So instead of taking the chance, I just went ahead and went on out and tried to fix it right, and that way I wouldn't have to fix it down the line.
Rex, barring anything from Butler County, it will be done this year. But if we have to cancel any of them, yours will be the first one. No, I'm kidding.
And then Blazing Star.
Yeah. That's the first one.
Did a good job on the ditches over there. Did a real good job. Of course, it wasn't any trees. They don't like it.
So you like your road now? As soon as it's ship sealed, it'll be 100%.
Yeah, and then get the speed signs up.
Right.
Then I call. I,
oh, then that, I call, you know, that'll slow them down every time. Oh.
Yeah. It works now, yeah. And so when are they supposed to start doing the chip sealing?
They started today, way up north.
Cassidy.
Butler County.
In Butler County.
Yeah.
Somewhere around Canada.
Cassidy. I heard
probably
say
around the 1st of August.
And are they going to send out letters letting the people know on the road?
No.
No?
It's just a one-day deal.
Yeah. And they do half one side, and then they go back into the other side. We were doing them whenever they would basically, it wasn't Butler County, that would just shut down the whole road. Mm-hmm. And since they keep that, you can get traffic either way.
Oh, okay.
I just.
But if you see that black tackle well on the ground and you drive in it, expect it to be on your car forever.
Yes. I've got some on my truck still.
That's
from the
forever.
First chip seal, yeah. Anything else from the Roberts?
Yes.
Could I get your name? I'm sorry.
Rick Wajak. I live on 170th, east of Meadowlark, about a quarter mile.
I'm not going to even begin to pronounce or spell your last name, but I can find it. I know. Yeah.
C-I-A-K.
Yeah. I was real happy to hear you got something to do with dust control. I hope it works.
I do too.
That would be cool. Okay, my question is a criteria used to determine which roads are considered for chip and seal.
So, two determinations. One was traffic. When we did traffic studies, that's how we established the first one. All the ones that we've done now. Meadowlark 6, as we call it, which is right by 180th and Meadowlark.
In front of Craig.
Okay.
Yeah. He's paying for that.
The whole mile?
Yes.
The whole mile. And then Blazing Meadows is being paid for by the citizens.
Blazing Meadows.
It's a quarter mile road.
Off Pawnee.
Yeah.
Okay. And the citizens, they went together on it?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And then the town, the one at the cemetery,
was traffic.
Yeah, traffic and the cemetery.
Really? Okay. Have you done a traffic count on 170th?
On 170th what?
In front of his house.
Between Meadowlark and
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Probably not. And that I'm not going to speak for the board because I'm only here for another 2 months.
3 months.
But I mean,
excuse me, who are you? I'm
the clerk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Michael Seeds, I'm the clerk.
Okay. I'm Christy.
Yes.
All right.
Was the clerk.
Yeah.
I'm just in
okay.
I don't know if, I mean, so if they want to do more road studies, but I know that we've gotten so many roads done now, I think the plan is for next year. to focus on the roads that we have done because of the amount of deterioration that has occurred.
Maintain what we have, right?
So I'm way down the line.
Yeah, you might as well. You're going to be old and gray by the time you get it.
Well, if this dust, because that the dust thing, to me...
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't care what...
I agree.
Yeah.
And that was where I was at when I got on here. The dust was the worst part for our animals, for everything, I think.
And I want to experiment with the, what is it, sodium chloride or...
Well, let's try this.
I know,
stuff
we'll
has.
Do his, but after that...
And you know
that,
what? Let's start on Rick's road.
And just do...
We can try it.
Yeah, yeah, do it
okay.
From the top of the hill down.
That isn't that the one that most of the truckers drive down?
Absolutely. They were driving right. down it at
because
time.
Of the road?
Yes.
The quarry... Okay, I did a little survey here. There's it. Metal Arc in Indianola.
That's
there's 13 residences on that mile. And you figure two drivers per household minimum. And you go up to Indianola to Tewakanee, it's down to 9 residences. And Tewakanee to Santa Fe is 12 residents. Okay, some of them I'm sure go on to Santa Fe Lake Road. Big majority of them go west. They're all in the Rose Hill School District. So they got business in Rose Hill. When I did this little survey of mine, I think it was last week, about 10 o'clock in the morning, I drove from Metal Arc to Santa Fe and then back, the round trip. I encountered 6 cars, 2 gravel trucks, and a water truck. Then I did the when I got wind that you were doing Metal Arc, I'm going to check that one out. I drove that from the Quaker Church clear to 47th. I know it's, 150th? I did a round trip there. I encountered 1 car the whole time.
It depends on the time of the day on
well,
that.
Sure it does.
Right.
Most of it. You go in the evening at my place, it's... And I'm sure it's that way. I don't get up early anymore. The evening, it's just constant.
Right.
When everybody's off.
It's all the additions that are...
Yeah.
It's that one addition that...
On Indianola, there's 15 back in there.
Yeah.
And see, I don't understand why we're more concerned with the north-south.
I agree.
You got, 170th, all of them. From Rose Hill Road to Santa Fe Lake, nonstop, no stops. All these people that live on the north-south ones, they go to one of these streets and either go east or west.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure some do, but not very many. You know, go from
only on Indianola do they run from.
Up to 47?
Yeah.
All the way over.
Yeah. Not
47.
Because there's that addition down in the Richland Township that's got 40 houses in it.
Right.
They all come blasting up Indianola.
That way.
So my question is, why? I don't get it. Now, why are we doing Metal Arc?
Metal Arc 6 is being paid for.
Yeah, I gave you that one.
Yeah.
The church is, or the cemetery is on the other one.
Yeah.
And then we've got gaps.
We got 6 or 8 burials a year out there.
But there's a lot of people that go out to that cemetery.
And I have witnessed a lot of traffic on that road. Hey, the crazy thing is the four-wheelers.
Honestly, that traffic on that road is horrendous. And a lot of trucks. I mean, we were out there for probably 4 hours today, and I'll bet you trucks and trailers, like flatbeds with hauling
coming
stuff,
down Metal Arc?
Constantly, and they—that's where Evergy. They go that way. They go down that road
Why
and then
they
turn.
Go to Rose Hill Road?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them, because they come down that road, and I can't even breathe when it's.
Well, maybe I'm wrong here, is there some reason, I thought there was a law or whatever, these trucks aren't supposed to be using these roads as thoroughfares.
You can't stop them.
No, if they have to, like Evergy with their
has
big...
To. You're right.
I followed one of these trucks, when I was doing my survey, up to the quarry.
Guys? Wichita?
No, some of them, but yeah, we get them all. But I followed them to the quarry and asked them where he was hauling, trying to be...
And he had
nice
all been
it.
Out of shape.
No. He said, I've been going to Derby back and forth. And I said, you take 170 all the way? Yeah, it's the best way to go. I thought they were supposed to go up to either 210 or
150.
Yeah. And not use township roads as... Am I wrong there?
You'd have to ask Sheriff's Department. And the Sheriff's Department is the only one that can control that as well.
Yeah, they're not going to control it, so...
And I know we're banned from hauling rock on that, where Prairie or 160th cuts across Santa Fe Lake Road. Don't dare take a dump truck down there because the quarry will be calling you in 10 minutes because they made some kind of deal that the road that they paved that comes out of the quarry, they're not allowed for rock trucks to go around that mile. And I don't know who had so much power to stop that, but... In the township, for Pleasant Township, I come out of the quarry and I go north a mile and come back, and it took 10 minutes for her to call me and say, don't you ever do that again. Stay on her asphalt road. Right. So maybe you could get something done about rock trucks.
Just keep calling the cops, because I'd like to see that stop too. I mean, I stopped one guy, Wichita Dirt Guy, and he said, you can't stop me from driving on these roads. I said, man, just go take some other road. Because it was past your house. And it was so dusty you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And he was running just back and forth, and I was dragging him. He was just hauling.
Well, to me, even if it costs took 2.5 gallons per mile to get the dust down for 1 month, at least do it in the summer when it's really, really busy. To me, that would be cheap for the...
So we have 32 roads, 32 miles.
Of dirt still?
Yeah.
Out of 70, so.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, I mean, and I'm not considering the residential areas at all.
Yeah.
So we got about 30 miles.
Well, then let's start on all the east-west roads.
Okay, well, let's find out if it works first.
Okay, right. I agree. Let's start on his.
Well, yeah, can we start on 170? Would you agree?
Yes, I would do this first.
Travel road?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And most of it's coming out of them two additions because they turn right there on Indianola. And you get a lot right there. Past Indianola on down. It ain't so bad.
Yeah.
But from Indianola in town, it's bad.
I assume some of them go south. But a lot
they're
of
coming
come north at 170.
On Indianola, they're coming from the south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And they're driving hard, those people that come through there.
All right. Anything else, Rick?
No.
Okay.
Kind of disappointed that I'm not even in the forethought or not even considered for chip and seal.
Well, I think that they're going to definitely have to do more road counters to try to figure out where that's going to be planned the next time they start doing chip seal.
And when will that be? Are you not here now?
I don't think we're in a position to really talk about that yet. I know next year has got to be, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to be quiet. Yep.
Don't want to make any problems. We can't freaking keep.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the first chip seal was when they were doing the rebound, the roundabout, wasn't it? I think that's when the very first chip seal was done.
No, the first chip seal was a couple years before that, yeah.
Rosewood got done.
47. Yeah, Rosewood.
Yeah, so it's been...
That's where it's 180th.
Good inspection of 160th or 130th, and it fell apart a year.
130th?
Yeah, by the water tower.
Oh.
Andover Road.
Oh, that's not, yeah, that's actually done by Andover.
Andover, the city.
Andover, they take care of that.
Did they do the one, the county line section?
They do it from Butler Road to the water tower.
And then a quarter of a mile the other way. No.
Well, I hope they hang their heads in shame.
They stop at the water tower, don't they? And then we have it after that.
That was Millings.
Yeah, it's not chip seal.
Chip seal,
yeah.
That was Millings.
It didn't last.
No.
And it's a cheap throwing stuff at it and it still falls apart.
Everything else.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Any, I guess you, do you have something?
Well, I don't know if it'd make him feel better or worse, but I live on the Sedgwick County side of the county line between 130th and 140th. We had a traffic study done, count done. We were approved. We were on the list in the Jeff Haney days, and then dropped off when the township, I don't know who did it, but they destroyed our roadway and rendered our stretch unsalvageable for chip sealing, was my understanding. We have no more functioning culverts.
So that where Chris started?
I don't have a clue.
Okay, from Pawnee come
in between 130th and 140th. Mm-hmm. And all of the homes are on the Sedgwick County side.
Right.
So we've always been curious if there's a bias.
Right.
Because we're on the Sedgwick County side.
And you're not paying taxes to Butler County.
Right. Or to Pleasant Township at all. But we were literally for the next year was our understanding. And now
on county line.
Yeah, on
that
county
is
line.
On between 130th and 140th.
Yes.
That has never been on the list.
They
wanted to. Chris wanted to do that.
Yeah, they took the crown off by grading it.
That's the one that the first month he put 40 truckloads.
Yeah,
no, that was between.
That's the first month.
Prepping for that.
130th the next month.
Oh, 120, you're right. Okay. Yeah, no, I bet. That's even
worse. We wore that down. Now we got to.
That's exactly right.
Four before rocks.
Exposed.
Coming through, and it's a question.
So no, you are not being.
Well, and I found it curious. They put gravel down last week, and then came down the next day or the day after and scraped it all off with a road grader.
Did you do that, Randy?
Yes. I did it.
Leveled it out.
And I don't know what it takes. I mean, the dust is so bad, I couldn't see my house when I came home the other day, just because a car drove by the other way. A lot of times, and Rick probably deals with it, you have to pull off the road. That's the only safe way.
Yeah, when the wind's not blowing at all.
You don't know. You're afraid somebody's coming at you head on, and there's no way you can even see each other until impact. And I'm a former state trooper, so that does concern me, because I've worked those accidents. But I don't know. I think that the township damaged our road. They definitely plowed the crown off and plowed it in and basically filled our culverts up. And that was probably 5 years ago. And I don't know if you can switch to sand, and I don't give a crap about washboard, because maybe that'll slow some folks down. Or they'll bounce into my ditch, or what used to be a ditch. It's pretty much just level road. Now, from 140th to 150th, you guys have done great improvements along that stretch where all the houses are on the Butler County side.
That one is the one that's being chip sealed.
That's our road. That's where it took us years, because originally they told us it was a traffic count. And we were like second or third on the list for traffic count on the list years ago.
Well, they put the counter across in front of my house.
Yeah, I put
and
it
then,
up.
And you did.
Yeah, I'm the one who put it up. Yeah.
And then they
and
told
we did the
us,
counts.
Oh no, it's how many houses. Well, we've got 40-some houses on that mile. Because
now,
we have
is that in Simmons?
Yeah, we have the Simmons edition back there.
Okay, okay.
I thought
the Simmons edition.
Yeah. Okay, so we had on both counts, we should have been chip sealed years ago. So, and we're finally just now getting it this year. We've been waiting for years.
That's on the county line, 140th and 150th. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got a good road bed.
Yeah.
But it's where you see there's, I've noticed.
Years ago, that used to be awful, though.
That talks about the width of the roads.
Yeah.
That one has become quite sprawling.
Yes.
On that stretch, but.
2006, Rick Clark really tore that up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could I get your name?
Robert Seacat.
Thank you.
Because I got my brand new Harley stuck on that road.
You should be riding a Harley on a dirt road.
But remember when he took and pulled all them ditches up and it was muddy?
Okay, let's go.
So sand is not even an option?
No.
Why is that?
Because it creates the washboards. And look, we can't win. I mean, we put down rock. It gets summertime. It gets no rain. It gets dusty. We hear people complain about that. We put down millings. It doesn't last. So they complain about that. We put down screenings. Well, that works great whenever it's nice and hot, but whenever it gets wet, it becomes mush. There's no magic thing for everything. I mean, you know, if we tried this 170th thing where it helps control the dust.
And what is that? What?
It's basic.
Calcium or what?
I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
If people don't care, there's the washboard there. Why wouldn't we still do sand?
So it is our responsibility to make. It's our responsibility to maintain the roads that they are safe for driving. I get it whenever it's dusty like that, and you know that could be unsafe for driving. But when you start getting big potholes, when you start getting washboards, even though only people should be driving 35 miles an hour, we know that's not the case.
Yeah.
And you know, they lose control, they go in the ditch, they get killed.
Yeah.
That's on us. So that, and this was
Gypsum Township uses almost exclusively sand.
So. Yeah, you know, and that's Butler County does not want us to use sand, but Sedgwick County uses it with no problem. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, who cares whether they want you to?
Is it a traffic issue?
Butler County can tell you what to.
No, but we're going to follow their recommendations.
Why? If Sedgwick does it, I mean, Butler's an idiot anyway.
Okay, well.
I mean, I'm serious. They are doing some stupid stuff in this county. I would not use them. I agree with you. There's no winning. But I would not use my, what I'm going to do off of what Butler County.
Well, and it's not just that. I mean, it's, sand hasn't been.
Is it cost prohibitive? I mean, I don't
know. No, sand is cheap.
Sand's cheaper than gravel.
Ah, yeah. It would be a, yeah.
And if Sedgwick County does it, and it's working there.
Well, I don't know from a count perspective.
Yeah.
You know, Gypsum does not have the traffic that Pleasant Township does. I mean, there's a lot less traffic that is in that township. So that plays a factor in it. The more cars you have, the more washboards you're going to get. If you don't have a lot and you're able to just scrape and just kind of move everything back to the middle, then it's not a big deal. We maintain the first 3 miles, which you guys are in, from Andover, and they maintain the last three.
Can you negotiate a trade?
And those people, those people south of 150 are hollering at me, can we change something? Because
you can talk to Gypsum if you want to see if they want to swap.
The last trade was a disaster. Don't be trading roads.
Right.
On 180th, yes, I agree with that. That was a disaster.
What, you traded roads and it didn't work out?
Roads.
Yeah, we got 180th down here, too.
But we'll be done with it.
That used to be.
They're still laughing at us.
Ristlands, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Originally.
Well, is there any other gravel that can be used other than what you put down?
That was a discussion last year. They because did use guys, river rock for a while, and then no dust, but it cut tires.
There's limestone that goes down, just fully crushed.
We had a lot of cut tires.
So we have talked about getting it from Caney Valley, is that right?
Cedarville.
So we've talked about that, but it's extremely expensive.
Just to truck it here.
Yeah.
What was wrong with the river up there?
It's 80 miles
to get tired. It was cutting tires.
160 round trip.
Dick Showalter had, he loved it. He had a lot of business. It was a ruining tire.
Okay, anything else?
It's called Thistle. And it's only just on the south side of 40.
Anyone else? Okay. All right, it's 7:36. Call the meeting adjourned.